Thanks for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. This sermon was based upon the lectionary readings for the day. To stay connected at Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check us out on the web. Thanks for listening, and stay connected. So riddle me this. When was the last time that you walked into a room and you simply felt known? The faces around you knew you. The eyes you contacted were welcoming and knowing and caring, and sure, some of them were prickly and some of them were curious, but almost all of them knew. What about the last time that you walked into a room and the opposite was true? You didn't know the faces, the eyes weren't recognizable. How did it make you feel all the way down to your bones? Secure? Adventurous? Hopeful? Despairing? And when was the last time you left a place and in your leaving, with the sound of the door rushing out from behind you, you thought, "Ah, that went well." Or, "Geez, I really wish I hadn't have said that." Or, "I wonder what will come from that." The truth of the matter is, Christians have long wanted to say and have struggled to believe that in all of our comings and our goings, God is and was and will be there. That where we are, God is. Christians have long wanted to say and yet struggled to believe that when we engage life, that as we go and the events unfurl around us, God can be encountered. My friends, peace. Keep watch. Listen. Be in play. Walking around with this kind of experience of God in the world can be tiring and confusing at times. It can be rejuvenating and thrilling at others. I mean, after all, to believe to one's core that one can walk into a room full of strangers or friends or out into the middle of the desert and discover God is to say something radical about the boundless possibilities of God and to say something deeply prophetic about how one is to live all of one's life. Now, our gospel reading this morning, it kind of hints at this life. But if we're all honest, and I hope you will be, who would really want to discover or join in with the kind of kingly landowner depicted in the parable? Not me. Seriously, life with a God like this, and I do mean life, this parable is not about the afterlife, would be a kind of always on edge, always head-turning, anxious existence, wondering if God was there, wondering if God was pleased. We'd almost always have a neurotic sense of the experience of God, and we would find ourselves everywhere we went, all the time, asking ourselves and God, "How did I do? Were my actions good? Were my attitudes right? Were my desires wholesome? Did I help meet the needs of others? Was I called or was I chosen?" My friends, peace. Keep watch. Listen. Be in play. What if we are able to hear our gospel text, indeed all of our text, as something more than an anxiety-producing way of life? What if we could hear them as something more than "make sure you wear the right thing to the party" kind of plea for Christians? What if, rather than hearing them as a threat to getting it right, something that most of us live our lives out trying to do all the time anyway, we heard them as an invitation to a deeper, fuller life with God? What if our gospel and our gradual, our Old Testament and our epistle were not calling us to live as those in the big fish bowl of God's judgment, but rather as players on the field, as actors on the stage, as musicians in the symphony? My friends, peace. Keep watch, listen, be in play. When I was a little bit younger, I had a decision to make. I was feeling this deep sense of God calling me in my journey to travel abroad. Indeed, I would say I felt God calling me to be a missionary, to travel outside the safe place of my home. At this point in my life, I had discerned two real options for me. One was to travel to the middle part of Mexico to work with a mission that took care of the poor, with widows and orphans. The second option was to travel to Switzerland to work among the students in the international community of Geneva, to be among the kids of diplomats. Now, I can honestly say I didn't know what to do. So, I went to my spiritual mentor and friend, Bick. Bick was an 85-year-old retired colonel from the military, and I was sure, if anything, he would have the answer. I can remember sitting in his living room, me certain that his answer would provide clarity, trusting his discernment as normative. And after describing what I thought the situation was before me, Bick looks up to me and says, "You know, Joshua, I don't really think God cares where you go." He must have seen the shock on my face because he continued. "Life with God is like weaving a big tapestry, Joshua. You put it through and then you wait. When God passes it back through to you, and God always passes it back through to you, you have to decide where to put it back. Where is never important," he finished. "Only that you put it back, that you stay in play." Bick's words still ring in my ears from time to time. "God doesn't care, Joshua. Just put it back through." Bick needed me to do what so many of us need to do on a daily and weekly basis, to get out of our heads when it comes to God and onto the playing field with God's Spirit, to get out of our scheming, out of our perfectionisms, out of our already converted ways to expecting God to show up or not, and to be people who cultivate the always expectant hope that today, in this day, or in this hour, we can discover God newly. I would also suggest that our gospel reading this morning pushes us to think that we need to do more than just show up. We need to make the bold and courageous decision to believe that we actually can join in with God, that God really is all around, that in our comings and our goings, in our crisis and in our successes, we and our situations are more than just things that happen to us. The narrative that 80% of life is just showing up is bogus. And it has made me, and probably God in my mind at times, far more passive than I would ever like to admit. My friends, peace. Keep watch. Listen. Be in play. This past week, I went to Arkansas to the funeral of my grandfather. As is the case at many funeral liturgies, Psalm 23, our gradual this morning, was read. Aside from the shock of hearing it read, not knowing it was coming, and knowing that I was going to be preaching on it this weekend, It strikes me that maybe one of the most powerful things about Psalm 23 is not what it says or how it's read or sung, but rather that it has been put in play for so long that it brings us comfort and challenge in our lives when we need it most. Psalm 23 doesn't say it, but it reminds us, as those still in play in God's story, that we are not alone. Psalm 23 doesn't say it, but it reminds us, as those invited to play, that we're all invited to the party with God. Psalm 23 doesn't say it, but it calls us, as those putting others in play, to live a life with God that is always everywhere as we go. So the next time you walk into that room, known or unknown, look for God. The next time you leave that meeting, good or bad, having said what you wanted to or wishing you hadn't, say a prayer to the God who follows you. The next time you find yourself in the middle of that desert, remember, you are not alone. You are in play. And God is right there with you. Before you, behind you, with you. My friends, peace. Keep watch. Listen. Be in play. Amen.